You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, sugar, eggs, meat, where do they fit into a healthy diet? We'll check out new suggested nutritional guidelines and what they're going to mean for our daily eating habits.
First, the University of Wisconsin-Madison hosted an event last week to acknowledge faculty of color who were hired or promoted in the past year.
The annual Faculty of Color reception was intended also to provide a networking opportunity from professors from diverse backgrounds to learn about each other's work and research.
With us now is Patrick Sims, Interim Vice Provost and Chief Diversity Officer in the Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement at the UW-Madison. He's also one of the organizers of the event. Patrick, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Welcome. Well, hello, I should say.
Well, the annual Faculty of Color reception, it was last week. Can you tell us something about that reception and why it's become an annual event?
Sure. So, first off, I just got to give you kudos for getting the title right. That's a long one. But in terms of why the Faculty of Color reception is an important staple event for us here at the institution, it's really a way to recognize the brilliance that's among our faculty at this institution. We attract some of the brightest minds from across the globe, and they come in all shapes and size and all different colors as well. So from a perspective of a person of color who's at this institution, sometimes it can be kind of lonely, if you will, to think about, well, I'm in my respective corner of the universe and I'm doing my research, and you may not find other people around who look like you. And so sometimes it's great to just have a common experience. It may not have anything to do with your research per se, but based on your own upbringing, your own background, your own lived experience. And when you see all of these bodies together, these brown bodies, these tan bodies, the various hues and colors of the rainbow, you start to feel like you're a little less alone. And that's always a good thing at a place like UW-Madison.
So there's a lot going on there beyond the stated purpose. It was a celebration too. It was
absolutely
an honoring of faculty too. What did you celebrate there and acknowledge?
Well, for many of our faculty, hitting the milestone of achieving a tenure, meaning moving from assistant to associate professor, is a big deal. And then, of course, moving from associate to full professor is also a big deal. But one of the things that I think Madison is really well known for, and I appreciate as a faculty member here, is we don't make the investment unless we have the intention of actually having you go through the full process of getting tenure and moving on to full professor. Some institutions have different approaches to how they tenure faculty, so it's really a big deal for us when we, A, have people who want to come and study and share their wisdom and expertise here at the University of Wisconsin, and then more importantly, to have them be part of an ongoing community that their presence is welcome and their input is absolutely appreciated. So we think that's a good thing, and so we wanted to recognize that expertise and celebrate it.
And how would you say the UW is doing when it comes to recruitment and retention of diverse faculty?
Well, that's another conversation. Now, I think, you know, I'll say this. We make a really strong effort to attract people of all walks of life to come to our institution, and we get them. As I said before, we have some of the best and brightest minds. I think when it comes to diversity and inclusion, we probably have more invested in the process to attract individuals of color. Quite candidly, I think our biggest challenge is making sure that we create an environment that's welcome enough that allows individuals to want to stay. So that's what we're wrestling with.
Is that something that you've been looking at closely, looking at particular strategies that you can use? You're talking about developing a community there. What else can be done?
Well, I think events like the Faculty of Color reception is one way. Networking lunches that I host with my colleague, Michael Bernard-Donald, who's the Vice Provost for Faculty and Staff. Shout out to Mike. You know, really showing that we're in coordination, we're tag teaming, that diversity isn't this standalone kind of enterprise, that it's really woven into the fabric of the institution. And the more we think of diversity outside of sort of traditional diversity context, not that those aren't important, but that we think of diversity as something that's central to the experience, that's relevant not just for people of color, but for a majority of populations or white students as well, that's a good thing. And so we want to create that experience so everyone can partake and enjoy.
Now, what are some of the challenges that a new non-white member of the faculty might face when they come to the UW-Madison or to any of the UW system campuses? Right.
Well, I think, so I'm from Chicago, so I'll just personally say I miss my Chicago radio stations. Although I will admit I am a WPR junkie, so you know,
okay,
I actually listen to Central Time, so I'm like, yeah, I get to be on the show.
Oh, good.
That being said, sometimes it's just as simple as, you know, finding a space where things that are extensions of your culture are appreciated and they're part of the norm as opposed to something that's different. Simple example, going to a convenience store, I won't name any names, but you go to a convenience store and you're looking for simple things like hair care products or Band-Aids that have your skin tone. I mean, and the extent to which those things aren't absent, and then you have to go out 5-10 miles away to get those things, that adds up being a bit of an inconvenience. But I'd say more importantly, the challenge is just understanding that there are other people who understand that longing for, man, I just really want some good Chinese food or some good soul food, and that's okay, and not feeling perhaps alienated or as if something's wrong with you for wanting that kind of cultural enriching experience while you're here in Madison.
Right, so you're not just talking about the university, you're talking about issues that are affecting all of Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
And city issues, too. Mm-hmm. So this is a big thing.
Yeah, and we know what, you know, Wisconsin is, you know, by default, it is a fairly homogenous state with the exception of certain populations. That being said, what's beautiful about Madison is that we attract all walks of life. There are people from all slices of the globe, for that matter, and being able to celebrate those differences and recognize them and appreciate it is always a good thing, because I think our students are better for it. Certainly our faculty are better for it. And I think institutionally, when we look at our peers and what they're up to, we have the potential to stand out as a national leader in this regard. And so I'm really excited that we're able to do the kinds of programming and build the kind of relationships that we're doing for our community, both on the campus and the community at large.
Now, you've been talking about improving some of the cultural and inclusion aspects for diverse faculty at the UW. Do you think that as those aspects come more into focus, that there is a vulnerability there that the university could retain or could recruit diverse faculty, but could lose them?
Well, I don't know if you've been reading my notes, but you kind of hit the nail on the head. We do an excellent job at recruiting individuals, and the minute we recruit some, we lose some. So over time, it ends up looking flat. So some would say, if you look at data from 5 years, you'd see that a certain percentage of faculty of color of this institution is X. And over those 5 years, it's still X. But what you don't see is the incredible effort that's gone on behind the scenes to attract and recruit new faculty. And so there's always a natural churn that happens for faculty regardless of their race. And some of it has to do with pay, but I think when we're looking at it in the context of faculty of color, you know, so you have the pay piece, and then you also have a piece that may have to do with campus climate or the extent to which you feel a sense of belonging. If the pay isn't that great and that sense of belonging isn't quite there, there are not a whole lot of incentives to hang around. So my job as the Vice Provost and Chief Diversity Officer is to try and create spaces where individuals will feel like we can call this place home.
And what steps do you recommend the university take to get on that path to progress, mm-hmm. not only recruitment, but retention and mm-hmm. creating an inclusive space here at the university and in the state?
Give me more money. No. I wish there were a simple pat answer I could give. It's a multi-pronged approach. It comes at various slices throughout the institution. So starting, I'd say, with faculty, making sure we have a diverse staff as well, because I think staff sometimes get overlooked in these conversations. We emphasize faculty because we know we need faculty. But I would say making sure that our students have positive interactions in the dining halls, in the res halls, in the classrooms, that our leadership is able to message accordingly that diversity is a priority for us. We are committed to ensuring that all students have a diverse, well-rounded education. And it isn't just about people of color. It's about everybody. And people of color benefit the same way majority students benefit as well.
And Patrick, as we wrap up, any thoughts about how the proposed budget cuts to the UW could impact the university's ability to do just what you're talking about here?
Well, they will impact our ability. And it's a real difficult time for us. Our chancellor and provost have been very clear that they intend to honor and maintain and sustain, and dare I say, I'm hoping they'll invest even more in some of our diversity efforts. I'm clear that we do a lot already, and we want to recognize that investment. And more importantly, I think we want to share with others who want to commit to diversity that we're here for the long haul and we haven't given up yet. So those are things that I'm thinking about right now.
Patrick, thank you so much for coming in and talking today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking with Patrick Sims, Interim Vice Provost and Chief Diversity Officer in the Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement at UW-Madison.